This is the Mercies of God radio broadcast. This broadcast is coming to you from Grand Rapids, Michigan, telling forth from God's infallible, inerrant, inspired, and irresistible word, the glad tidings that mercy from the Lord is a living reality. This is your radio pastor, Peter Northier, speaking. We trust that you will listen carefully for the next half hour as we endeavor to set forth the good news of mercy and pardon from a holy and just God to a world of guilty and lost sinners. We trust you enjoyed that number, and aren't you glad that we have a living Savior, that He lives, and I'll tell you right now, He lives within our hearts if we really know Him as our Redeemer. Let's bow for prayer together. Our Father and our God, thank you again for the precious privilege we have of setting forth Thy truth to men and women and boys and girls, wherever they may be, around the world or in this locality. But our God, we just ask you, empower the messages as only Thou art able. Use them for Thy glory and honor, and Lord, use them as a communication to bring salvation to some, bring conviction to others, and Lord, bring confirmation to still others. But whatever it is, get glory to Thyself in all that's said and done. And thank you for this precious privilege. We ask it now, Lord Jesus, for Thy sake. Amen. This is the Mercies of God radio broadcast coming to you from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And this is the Pastor Peter Northier. We're delighted to come into your homes by the means of radio, and we know there's a blessing for you. We want you to do these three things for us, if you will. Number one, you pray for us if you're on praying ground. If you're not on praying ground, my friend, something is wrong. I hope if you're a believer that you have a prayer list, that you pray for that list every day and add our program to it, if you will, because the Lord is using you and we are grateful to Him for doing it. But yet we recognize that without prayer, the messages and the broadcast will only be an abomination of the flesh. And so we want you to pray for us, if you will, and do it every day if it's possible for you to do so. The second thing we want you to do is drop us a letter or a card. Our mailing address is the Mercies of God Association, or MOGA, M-O-G-A, 1553 Knapp Street, Northeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip code is 49505. If you have a computer, we're also on the Internet, and you can pick us up 24/7 around the world. The address on the computer is sermonaudio.com. And so you see, this effort is now a worldwide effort. And that's why we ask you to pray for us. Now we want you to do these things, if you will. Tell your friends and neighbors about the broadcast. Pray for us. Drop us a letter or a card. And let's get quieter on the radio if it's possible for you to do so. And then we'll bring you a message from the Word of God. Remember, we'll be looking to hear from you this week. So don't disappoint us. Our text today is found in Esther chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together under Shushan the palace, to the custody of Hegai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her such things that belonged to her, and seven maidens which were meet to be given to her, out of the king's house. And it preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not showed her people, nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now when every maid's turn was come to go into the king Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purifications accomplished, even 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then thus came every maiden unto the king, whatsoever she desired, was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned unto the second house of the women, to the house, to the custody of Shashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines, and she came unto the king no more, except the king had delighted in her. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Hegai, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Our subject today is the work of the Spirit of God in salvation. Without Holy Spirit conviction, there's no repentance. Without repentance, there's no faith. Without faith, there's no Christ. But today, we find in the vast majority of our religious professions, Holy Spirit conviction is not known, is not understood, is not preached, and also it is not experienced. And yet we find that Holy Spirit conviction is set forth right here in the book of Esther. Now, as we're going to look at the work of the Spirit in salvation, I want you to notice, if you will, in Esther chapter 2 and verse 8, we find that Esther was picked out of all the women, and she was brought to the house of the king Ahasuerus. She was brought and put in charge of Hegai, the king's chamberlain, who was a keeper of the women. And the word Hegai here is a portrait of God, the Holy Spirit. When God sets out to save an individual, what does he do? He picks out that individual, and it's a fulfillment, John 6:44, that where it says, "No man can come unto me except my Father which has sent me draw him." Then we find also, I want you to notice, and there was a time for all the maidens to be purified of the individual presentation unto the king. The same thing goes on at this present hour. And that's why there is the imperative and necessity of repentance. And in repentance, what happens? The individual is changed because, you see, we come out of our mother's body with our back towards heaven and our face towards hell in a normal birth. But then what happens? We live that way until God, the Holy Spirit, is commanded by the Lord to go after us. And what does he do? He picks us out of the mass of humanity, just like Esther was picked out of the mass of the girls that were sent there in front of the king. And then we find very clearly there was a purifying of the individual. Now in those days, we see very clearly, this is what happened in verse 9. "And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her the things for purification, with such things that belonged to her, and 7 maidens which were meet to be given to her. Out of the king's house preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women." Now what do you have here? You have here in picture form the sanctification of the individual. Now look at verse 12. Here's her purification. "Now when every maid's turn was come to go in unto the king Ahasuerus, after that she had been purified 6 months, she had been 12 months according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purification accomplished, even 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, with other things for the purifying of the women." Now what do you have here? You have here the prophecy of God's repentance. Now my friend, I want to ask you a question. Do you know what I'm talking about at this hour? Has the Lord God of heaven ever stopped by your heart's door, picked you up, set you apart from other individuals, and began to deal with your heart concerning your life and your destiny? And my friend, listen, that takes place with regard to salvation. And you and I need to understand that very clearly. Then I want you to notice how long it takes place, we don't know. With regard to the king Ahasuerus, it was 6 months, we find very clearly, with the oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors and other things which were viewed for the purifying of the women. Now the amazing thing is this, here you have a picture of works in salvation, and God does not accept works in salvation. Now let me stop for a moment, if I may. Do you know what I'm talking about at this hour? Has the Holy Spirit of God ever dealt with you and set you apart and began to deal with you concerning your sin? You see, the purification of the women had to take place, or the king would not accept him. And my friend, the purification of the individual also takes place in Holy Spirit conviction. That's what repentance is all about. And that's why it's so sad today that repentance today is not preached, it's not understood, it's not experienced, and I'll tell you right now, it's certainly not wanted. It's been relegated to the ash heap of religious oblivion. But without repentance and faith, there is no salvation. Now let's look again, if you will. I want you to notice, we find in Esther chapter 2, this is what happened. We find, what did Esther do? Esther was to be presented unto the king. But in Esther chapter 2, set forth these things. Notice, "Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but Hegai, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, appoint him. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus in his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Clearly, I want you to notice, Esther did exactly what Hegai, the keeper of the women, told her to do. And we see what happens is, always remember one thing, our salvation, we find, depends upon the obedience of us with regard to the commands of the Lord God of heaven. God has given a twofold command to this world, and one of them is to what? That we are to repent before the Lord God of heaven, and then the second command is this, that we are to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, why do I tell you this? Because I want you to notice, if you will, what it says in 1 Peter chapter 1. Listen to it, if you will. Verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Here's the difference between genuine profession and a false profession. We find under Holy Spirit conviction, we are brought down the road of repentance, which means we are brought down the road of obedience. And you know, salvation, my friend, whether you recognize it or not, is the unconditional surrender of the individual to the claims and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And people today that live in rebellion and tell you that you're saved, my friend, there's something wrong, and we better understand it. Now let's look again at the third thing, if you will. We find, notice carefully, Esther was not presented unto the king until the proper time. Now listen carefully. That is, again, also a set forth what the Holy Spirit of God does. With some people, the Holy Spirit of God deals with a long time. Charles Spurgeon, remember very clearly, was under conviction for 5 years before the Lord God of heaven saved him. We find also Fanny Crosby was under conviction for many months. The Apostle Paul was under conviction for only 3 days. The Lord God of heaven dealt with every one of them. And then, when it came to be the proper time, we find they were presented unto the king. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the work of God, the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you right now, it's still going on at this time. But now notice something, if you will. When Esther was presented, I want you to notice, in verse 16, so Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. Now you see, Esther had to do what the person in charge told her to do, and that was Hegai. And then we find she was under his teaching. And then we find also she was presented unto the king exactly at the proper time. And then I want you to notice, it was the 7th year of Ahasuerus' reign. And 7 is the number of perfection, and many times they say, well, 7 is the number of God. But then notice, if you will, she was presented unto the king. Now here again, you have another aspect that people don't understand, and that is this. When the Holy Spirit of God deals with us in salvation, what does he do? He makes us understand that we are at the disposal of the king. Now, we find very clearly in this portion of the Word of God, the women would go in. They'd go into the evening before the king, and then we returned into the second house of the women to the custody of Shashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came into the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and she were called by name. Now, what in the world do you have here? All right, Esther was stood at the discretion and the disposal of the king. Now notice, she was taken unto the king Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is a month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. All right, here you have the number of perfection. All right, listen, that tells us very clearly that God's never in a hurry, but he's always on time. Always remember one thing, my friend, the Lord God of heaven knows what he's doing, and I'll tell you right now, he means what he says, and he says what he means, and we need to understand that. But then I want you to notice something else, if you will. Here again, in Esther chapter 2, we find in verse 13 these words, then thus came every maiden unto the king, whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the king, out of the house of the women, unto the king's house. Notice what it says. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Hegai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. What in the world do you have here? All right, I want you to notice. She was presented unto the king And the reason she was preferred by the king above all others is because she brought with her the things that Hegai, the keeper of the women, had appointed to her. And are you listening? Hegai, the keeper of the women, knew exactly what the king wanted and what the king desired. Now that's a picture of God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit presents the individual and reveals Christ to us at the proper time. Only God knows when it is, but we don't notice. When it came in the seventh year of the king's reign, and we find also the result of Esther coming in before the king and taking with her only the things that Hegai had appointed her, and what they were he knew, and then we find what happened. She was preferred by the king above all others, testifying again that, are you listening, that the works of grace bring about salvation, and the grace of God has to work in the heart of the individual. Now listen carefully. How long this takes is in the hands of the Lord God of heaven. We don't know how long it was with Esther, but we said every woman had 6 months of oil of myrrh and 6 months of purifying and so on and so forth. So we don't know exactly how long it was before she was presented to the king. But she was presented to the king, and then one notice carefully, if you will. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Here you have another truth which is set forth in the New Testament, and what is this? Many are called, but few are chosen. That's why we need to understand very clearly. It's a tremendous, tremendous privilege for you and I to become a child of the living God. And the work of God is all of grace and is all of God, or else it's all of man. With regard to Esther, I want you to notice, it was all the work of Hegai, the king's chamber, the king's keeper of the women. And what did he do? He presented her, and we find she found favor because of the fact that she came the way that the king wanted, and Hegai knew that, and that means also very clearly that you and I can only be saved the way the Lord God of heaven has determined. And what is that? It's three things. Repentance, Holy Spirit conviction, and then there will be repentance and faith and the revelation to your heart of the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ preferred you above everything else. And what did he do? He saved you by his grace. And the result is what? Notice carefully, Esther became queen instead of Vashti. Now, why do we tell you all this? Because here are the truths that are set forth in the Word of God, portrayed for us in the Old Testament in picture form. Esther was pure preferred by the king above all others. And then I want you to notice, he made her queen. And are you listening, my friend? When the Lord God of heaven reaches down and saves a sinner like you and me, I'll tell you right now, we are made the royalty of the Lord God of heaven. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5 and 6 tells us these words. And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, unto the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory for and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now here you have the work of God in the Old Testament, and it's the work of God with regard to salvation. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Do you know what I'm talking about? Has the Lord God of heaven ever brought you down this line, my friend? Has God ever stopped by your heart's door, picked you out from the mass of humanity, and then began to purify your heart and mind and soul, because that's what repentance is? It's a change of mind, it's a change of heart, it's a change of soul, and it's a change of life. And without repentance, and that repentance is given to us by the Lord God of heaven, is just as much a part of salvation as the grace of God is. And people today don't seem to understand that. And then how long it takes is in the hands of the Lord God of heaven. And then we find what happens. In due time, according to God's discretion, and God's never in a hurry, but he's always on time, we are presented to the Lord God of heaven. And that's an Old Testament picture of a New Testament truth, because the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed to us individually and personally. Now what does that mean? It's a subjective revelation whereby Christ is revealed in our soul, and we know it, and the result is this: we become royalty in the eyes of the Lord God of heaven. I've only touched on this subject, but my time is about gone. But I want to leave this with you. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ at this hour? Has He ever stopped by your heart's door? Has the Spirit of God ever worked in your soul as we described to you? Oh, my friend, I hope and pray that He has, because it's the greatest thing to take place this side of eternity. Until we meet again, this is Pastor North here saying goodbye. And oh, may the Lord spare you before it's too late.